America's intelligence services aren't seen too kindly around the world right now. Pretty much as you'd expect when it's revealed that you're monitoring the calls of close allies. But as you know, there are others in the surveillance doghouse as well. Here's the world's Alex Galifant.
Australia is the latest country to be embarrassed by documents leaked by Edward Snowden. These documents indicate that in 2009, Australian snoops targeted the cell phone of Indonesia's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. But that wasn't the first allegation, says Sam Rogoveen. He's with the Lowy Institute for International Policy in Sydney.
A couple of weeks ago, the Sydney Morning Herald, one of Australia's biggest newspapers, ran a story saying that Australia was using its embassy in Jakarta to spy on Indonesia. And now, just a few days ago, emerged much more specific allegations via Snowden.
Those were published by The Guardian and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And they claimed that Australia had targeted the cell phones of not only the Indonesian president, but his wife and other senior officials and politicians. In response, Indonesia has recalled its ambassador from Australia. Here's Indonesia's foreign minister, Marty Natalegawa.
It is nothing less than an unfriendly act, which is having already a very serious impact on our bilateral relations.
It's certainly very embarrassing for Australia, just as similar revelations about American spying have made for uncomfortable moments in the White House.
What is the justification for trying to spy on the phone calls of the president or his wife?
Christine Milne leads Australia's Green Party.
Are we saying that we think our closest neighbour's president is a security risk to Australia? Is that what we're saying?
In other words, this isn't the way you treat your friends. But in general, Australia's leading politicians have defended the country's intelligence operations without admitting the specific allegations contained in the leaked documents. Tony Abbott is Australia's new Prime Minister.
There have been calls for Australia to detail our intelligence operations and to apologise for them. Madam Speaker, the first duty of every government is to protect the country and to advance its national interests. That's why every government gathers information and why every government knows that every other government gathers information.
What Prime Minister Abbott seems to be saying is this: we all spy on each other and we all know it. It's just a bit weird to be talking about it in the open, so please can we just stop? Indonesia won't stop talking about it, of course. Not yet. They've been publicly wronged, and that gives them a morsel of leverage over Australia.
I think we're in the doghouse, and I think we're going to be in the doghouse for a while.
Again, that's analyst Sam Rogoveen in Sydney. He points out that Indonesia's leaders are likely to make Australia pay for this episode. He expects them to exert pressure on one issue in particular: asylum seekers who arrive on Australian shores by boat.
They come via Indonesia, so we need Indonesia's cooperation to stop the flow of asylum seekers. That's been a huge priority for this new government in the first 6 weeks of its term. I don't think we should expect more than the bare minimum of cooperation on that from Indonesia.
Certainly, Australia's public reaction to this diplomatic mess hasn't softened Indonesia's public response. Michael Brissenden is a journalist for the ABC.
The president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, has been tweeting today that he's less than impressed with the way this is rolled out and certainly with the way the prime minister has responded to it. He wants a personal explanation.
You know, there's something knife-twisting about calling for an explanation via Twitter. See how open and transparent we are, it seems to say, in contrast to your grubby secret spy games. But perhaps that's just as much a smokescreen as the notion that countries don't spy on their friends. In most cases, it seems, they do, and they will. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.